I meet Julia Christensen in Gary, Indiana. She's here for an art project. Christensen's going to photograph buildings in Gary and ask people how they could be reused in the future. I'm supposed to be the chauffeur.
Well, so we're going to Fifth Avenue.
And where is that exactly?
Right.
Well, I'll get to her current project in a sec, but with all these wrong turns, I've got a chance to ask about her artwork in general. I mean, what's the point of documenting how people reuse buildings?
Urban space is a structure that we all share. No matter how you look at it and interpret it, there it is, you know, on the ground in front of you.
Christensen's got plenty of examples. She's done photo exhibits of buildings in several cities, and she wrote this book called Big Box Reuse. It's about how people reused buildings abandoned by Walmart, Kmart, and other big retailers. She photographed one big box store that got turned into an indoor go-kart track. Another became a school. And one store turned into a museum dedicated to a canned meat, Spam.
What it did was create this sort of like niche tourist industry. You know, over 10,000 people a year come to the Spam Museum and they spend money in the town, and it actually has done something towards revitalization of this city.
Christensen says the point is that when big box stores get abandoned, they can become a blight, kind of like one-building ghost towns with enormous parking lots. She found that people assumed they were the only ones facing this problem.
They'd be like, huh, you mean there's other ones? Other people have done this? How did they deal with those glass panes on the front? And how did they deal with those central pillars? And, you know, I became this, like, traveling storytelling person who had information about big box reuse.
Christensen says she's got a new art project now. She's interviewing people about old industrial sites, commercial buildings, and homes. Then she'll write stories about how these buildings could have totally new uses 30 years from now. Then she'll put photos and text together for art exhibits or maybe a book.
Like an exercise to take these photographs and write a caption for them in the context of the next 30 years. So it's a little bit more exploratory.
Right now, Christensen is touring Rust Belt cities that are dealing with abandoned buildings. Gary, Indiana is just one stop.
So we'll turn left at Broadway.
Christensen got a tip about a closed building.
It is a closed performing arts school. It closed a few years ago when the city had to consolidate the schools.
Christensen and I meet a young man named John. He lives nearby, and he tells Christensen that the closed school is kind of an open wound.
You have a lot of kids running through there, trust me. You see how the window's broken in?
But Christensen asks John, what about the future? What could this building be?
But I always thought about this being a recreational center or something like that. People can play indoors, basketball stuff all year round, stuff like that.
Christensen notes all this and takes some snapshots of the school. She'll do this again and again in Gary and other Rust Belt towns. Christensen says she wants to return someday, maybe with a book or a photo exhibit. That way people can start talking about what could happen to these places.
People can come to the arts and access a photograph or a sculpture or a creative website from across the board. So I see the arts as central in the conversation about what our future is going to look like on the ground.
Christensen says documentaries or art cannot solve all the problems people face with abandoned buildings, but maybe they could be a good place to start. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.